Worthing's Muslims are increasingly encountering discrimination. That's according to the town's mosque, which claims unfavourable media coverage is partly to blame. It says vandalism and graffiti have been problems, but insists most of the community are very supportive. Imam Idris Nawab.
Many of our community members are telling us that even walking on the street and even going about their daily business, they have encountered negative comments. Sunset time can vary a lot depending on when the month of Ramadan falls.
Worthing has had an Islamic cultural centre since the early 90s, and it's grown, with 500 people now attending Friday prayers. It hopes to feed dozens of people in need during the month of Ramadan. They've been collecting food for Worthing Church's homeless projects. It's as members themselves fast between dawn and dusk. Having Ramadan in the summer this year means followers can go nearly 16 hours without eating. Aksar Uddin.
People could have gone their home and opened the fridge, have a cold drink and come back and say to people, we are fasting. But because of closeness to God, I don't think anybody do that. They are looking for spiritual guidance.
The main purpose of the mosque is, of course, the five times worship. And that's
leaders hope opening the Islamic cultural centre up to children will help tackle what they see as the growing problem of Islamophobia. They've already had visits from dozens of schools. Idris Nawab explains.
Seeing how Muslims worship, seeing the building for themselves, it's very different from maybe a lot of things that they might have heard about Islam in the press and in the media. That, I think, is a very valuable lesson for them. As you know, before Muslims offer their worship, they have to wash certain parts of the body.
For at least 20 years, a mosque has served Muslims in Worthing. Leaders hope by engaging with the community they can stop any hostility. But they say the responsibility of tackling Islamophobia rests with us all. Alex Williams reporting from Worthing's Islamic Cultural Centre.